Parades are certainly part of the December holiday tradition in cities and towns around the land. Santa is welcomed and the tree lights in central plazas come to life. Sometimes there's a parade theme that harks back to the days of Charles Dickens and the Victorian era, the time that has had such a shaping influence on the way we mark the holiday. In Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, for instance, the community came together at this dark and chilly time of year to celebrate their heritage, and especially their young people, with a Victorian Christmas parade in days gone by. We just happened to be hearing a little parade music by a nationally known ensemble that calls Lewisburg home, the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. They'll play us out from parading to pirouetting. The community of Lewisburg no longer has that Victorian parade, but a new tradition is poised to fill the air with snowflakes and favorite tunes. There will be toy soldiers, didn't we just hear them parading a moment ago? Dolls, and many other delights. River Stage Community Theater and Strictly Ballet are joining forces for a one-night-only performance of A Lewisburg Victorian Nutcracker. It's a one-act presentation of Tchaikovsky's classic ballet to be held this Saturday, December 15th at 7 p.m. at Green Space Center on Market Street in Lewisburg. Dancer and teacher Amy Casimir is founder of Strictly Ballet and director of the production. We had a chance to speak with her and dancer Trey Casimir, her husband, by phone about the Lewisburg Victorian Nutcracker.
Amy and I both danced professionally. We met in New York City where we both were to dance. I was a modern dancer and she was a ballerina. And we both retired in the mid-90s and moved to Lewisburg to raise our kids and look after my parents. And a few years ago, Amy started a ballet school, Strictly Ballet, in Lewisburg because she wanted to get back into it. She'd resumed taking class at Bucknell and was getting back into shape and she wanted to spread her wings a little bit. So then she moved her studio to the old high school building in Lewisburg, what's now called the Green Space Center, last winter. And she had this idea to put on a nutcracker following the community nutcracker model and to both give dancers a chance to be on stage and also to promote her studio and also to provide a downtown Lewisburg event to replace the Christmas parade that went on for 20 years or so and stopped a few years ago.
Amy, were you confident that it would all come together?
Yes and no. I knew that the Lewisburg community really does support the arts, and I hoped they would come together to support a nutcracker like this. But there are many, many dance studios here in Lewisburg and the surrounding areas, but not very many ballet studios. And so just holding these auditions, I was nervous no one would come, and we had plenty of people show up, and this production is really special because we have a mix of ballet dancers, tap dancers, martial artists, a gymnast, and actors doing it. So I really feel like the community has come together to really back this show.
I also have to say, I've heard people say on your show before, Erica, oh, the community support has been wonderful, and we've really experienced that this time. I've been involved in different endeavors, and this is the first time I've ever said, hey, here's a good idea. And First River Stage said, yeah, that is a good idea. And then the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership said, yeah, that is a good idea. And then 50 people who came to the audition said, yeah, that is a good idea. And then our sponsors said, here's some money. That's a great idea. So, you know, if you listen to your audience, sometimes you have a good idea.
Amy, what was your very first experience with Nutcracker as a dancer?
I was they called them the Buffoon, the Children of Mother Ginger in California. There was a pre-professional company, and I was, I think I was maybe 10, I was 9 or 10, and soon after that I became a party girl for many years, and then I was lucky enough to join my pre-professional company, and I danced an expanded role of Clara that also did the Snow Queen and the Flowers, Waltz of the Flowers, so years and years of Nutcracker, and my last performance of the Nutcracker was with Pennsylvania Ballet. I was able to dance the Snow and the Flowers and the Marzipan. So lots of years of Nutcracker. And I still love it. I love the music. I love dancing it. I think it's wonderful.
Trey, even though you're a modern dancer, and I've seen you, I've been moved by your work, but did you ever do anything like a Nutcracker?
I think I'm probably the only dancer in America who's never been in a Nutcracker before. I'm one of the adults for a brief period of time, filling the space until Drosselmeyer arrives in this program, and this is my first experience being in a Nutcracker. Great. I'm loving it.
Never too late, is it?
No, ma'am.
You have in the title Victorian Nutcracker. How does that manifest in your vision? Because we've heard already about the wonderful array of dancers and movement artists.
Think about a community Nutcracker. There are lots of different directions we could go with a modern Nutcracker or a really classical ballet Nutcracker. I wanted to replace the Victorian parade that was here, and so I really wanted to make use of any actors or townspeople who wanted to continue the Victorian tradition by wearing their costumes at Christmas time and coming and doing something special for Christmas time. So that's where it started from. That's where it came from.
And I think this is also listening to our audience. As we started talking about it with people, early on somebody said, oh, you should make it the Lewisburg Victorian Nutcracker. And we hadn't put that word in there, but it had been part of our thinking, you know, replacing the Victorian Christmas parade and trying to do something that is of and for Lewisburg.
And if people don't know the enchanting town that Lewisburg is, they wouldn't have a sense of the importance of that phrase or that word.
No, it's true. Lewisburg is full of beautiful Edwardian and Victorian homes that have been carefully maintained, and especially since the 70s, there's been a very strong local push to preserve our downtown through, you know, both encouraging business but also restricting development and having a historical and architectural review board. And so maintaining the look of our architecture and having a daily interest in our local history has really benefited Lewisburg and made it a destination for a lot of people around here.
Trey, you were hoping to have the music come out of the local scene. Tell us how the music is coming to unfold for the production.
Well, it is the only disappointment so far. Everything else has fallen into place. You put me in contact with Eugene Albulescu of the Lehigh Symphony Orchestra, and he was very kind and generous with his time. The problem was the recording they had was a DVD. It was a video with music attached, and he couldn't figure out how to detach the music from the video, nor could I. So he sent it to me with his blessing, but we haven't been able to get it into a usable form. So we're using bits and pieces of Nutcrackers from various sources. But we're hopeful that in the coming year we'll be able to disassemble his DVD and have some local Nutcracker music for future performances.
What remains? Everybody's rehearsing and everybody's getting his or her cues and so forth. Is it coming together beyond your wildest dreams in terms of the artistry itself, Amy?
Yes and no. The challenge with this Nutcracker, because it is community and because we have so many different types of artists on the stage, not everyone knows how to count music, or if they know how to count music, they might not know how to put the choreography to those counts, to that music, and then add the artistry to it, which is why it's a ballet and that's why it's so difficult. But it has been very fun trying to help these people learn how to do it. So in that sense, it's been a huge success. I was very worried about how it was going to go, but it has, I have tears in my eyes half the rehearsals because they look so beautiful and they're trying so hard and they're doing so well. But it is community and it is not a pre-professional company. It is not what I grew up doing where we were there all day long on Saturdays, on Sundays, so we don't have the same rigor that I'm used to having. So having to only take 4 hours every Saturday to rehearse has been a little bit stressful on the ballerina in me.
By far, the majority of them are under 10 years old.
Yeah.
And some of them know each other from school or from their dance studio, and some of them are just meeting for the first time. And everybody has been wonderful. There's not a single prima donna. There's not a single whiner. Everybody has just been as nice as you could hope for from 50 strangers all brought together to do a performance.
What heart. What bravery.
Stupidity, possibly. It has fallen our way, and we're grateful.
When can we see it and where?
It's Saturday, December 15th at 7 p.m. at the Green Space Center, which is the old Lewisburg High School at 815 Market Street. That's the corner of Market and Route 15, or Route 15 and Route 45.
Also known as the River Stage Community Theater.
Right. And if you want tickets, you can go to riverstagecommunitytheater.org. Theater is spelled THEATRE.
And the time?
7 o'clock. And it's one show only.
And it's only the first act of the show, and to be very clear, because I'm a small studio and because it's our first year and we weren't sure about funding or who was going to come, we decided to just do the first act, and hopefully it will grow in the next years as my dancers get older, because like Trey said, they're mostly under the age of 10, so the second act is difficult with just 10-year-olds.
One thing, I think some of the people perhaps were a little surprised. From the beginning, Amy wasn't about nonsense and flapping your arms and pretending you're a snowflake. There was choreography.
Yeah.
She expects you to point your foot and straighten your leg.
Teaching the non-ballet dancers ballet etiquette in my...
And teaching everybody theater etiquette. There's certain ways that things are done and certain ways they're not done. And after perhaps a little initial surprise, everybody eats it up. They want to be shown how you do it. So it's been super gratifying. If you don't mind, I'd like to mention our sponsors who really just took a leap with us. We said we've got an idea and they pulled out their checkbooks. We've also had some very generous anonymous donors, and none of this would be possible without that support. We're very grateful.
Dancer Trey Casimir and dancer and teacher Amy Casimir, founder of Strictly Ballet and director of the Lewisburg Victorian Nutcracker, both speaking with us about the upcoming production that will take place one performance only, and that is this Saturday, December 15th at 7 in the evening at Green Space Center on Market Street in Lewisburg, 815 Market Street. And tickets will be available at the doors. And if you need more information online, riverstagetheater.org, riverstagetheater.org. River Stage Community Theater and Strictly Ballet joining forces for a one-night-only performance of a Lewisburg Victorian Nutcracker. And that's Saturday, December 15th at 7 in the evening at Green Space Center, 815 Market Street in Lewisburg. For more information online, River Stage Theater, R-E, riverstagetheater.org.